does. She pondered these words and treasured them up in her heart. And that's one of the great calls that comes to us through the ages, and the call that comes to us in Scripture this morning as well, to ponder these words, to hear these words again, to hear them, and to ponder them. I'm just going to share with you a few thoughts from Luke chapter 2, the story, words about the story, and then the wonder of the story. There's a lot of words about the story when we think of Jesus Christ coming into the world and the circumstances of his birth. There's Matthew chapter 1, there's Luke chapter 2, and it follows on from where we read. There's John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. There's so many words. But a few things about just the circumstances of the birth here in Luke chapter 2. The circumstances, and what I'm really thinking about is location, Bethlehem. I'm thinking of the time and the shepherds, some of the characters who are part of this, who are called to the baby. I mean, one of the things about Bethlehem is that in so many ways, it was so ordinary. Now, I know it was a fulfillment of a prophecy from the Old Testament, but, you know, in terms of how Bethlehem was thought of at the time, it wasn't thought of. It was every place and no place. It was that place in town you kind of drive through or you drive by, and you don't really think about it. You don't really talk about it. You don't really go there. It's not really a destination or a hangout place or anything like that. It's reminded me so often of so many of the towns that I drive through on the way back home, a little town here and there and there, and there's just hundreds of them. Nothing against little towns, but it's just everywhere and it's nowhere at the same time. Nowhere. And if you think of the exact location, spot, right, I mean, it's just Mary, who's a teenager, and Joseph, and yeah, they're poor, they're low income, they don't stay at the hotel, they can't get into a nice place. There's not even room at the hotel, they end up in a barn, or maybe not a barn, but the place where the animals were. Think about that. It's not Holy of Holies, not in the middle of the temple. No, it's just a place where the animals were. Maybe it was cleaned up, maybe it wasn't. There's always stuff on the ground where animals have been. So many ways. You think about that. It is an ordinary place, an ordinary spot. Bethlehem. And they put him in a manger, which was, you know, a place where animals were. And the shepherds, these were everybody, and they were nobody. They were us. They were people working on the third shift. There were people at, you know, the Quick Mart. They were orderlies at the hospital. In the middle of the night, they got called and they came out. People hanging out at the bar. That's who the shepherds were. Ordinary. And it happened at night. It happened in the darkness. And when we look at the full picture, the circumstances of Jesus' birth in so many ways speak to us. All the different little pieces come together to kind of form a picture. Because God comes to us that way, just as he entered the world 2,000 years ago. I mean, he comes to us, very ordinary people. He comes in the middle of the night. And then it was night because this world is a world of darkness. In so many ways, we don't need to spell that out this morning. You think about your own life in so many ways when we feel like we're wanting or we're needing, or in so many ways in our lives in which we felt hurt or pain or sadness. And that's just, those are little signposts that connect us, that tether us to the reality of this world. The reality is that this world is a very, very, very dark place. In the middle of the night, it was complete darkness. Christ came into the world. The people who were surrounding the child, called to the child, were ordinary people. Those are the words of the story. The wonder of the story, of course, is that the baby was born, this baby named Jesus. This baby who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is prophesied about, and you think this is the one who John chapter 1 said, "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son." For God so loved the world. The world there in Greek is cosmos, is an all-encompassing word, and cosmos includes everything. It includes the universe we live in, or universes, I don't know, the stars and those hot balls, which are suns, and the billions and billions of planets. Billions? Yeah. This is the God of subatomic particles. This is the God of quantum physics and quantum mechanics. And this is the God who comes and is born in such ordinary circumstances. And this is the way God comes to us as well. And there is such a wonder of it all. But that's the way it had to happen, of course. I mean, God does it this way because it's a necessity. It's so much a necessity. And it's the great wonder and mystery. And it's the value that is of infinite value. I mean, God comes to us, ordinary people. He comes to us in our stories right here in 2019, and he steps into our story. He steps into our life story because in so many ways, we need God. In so many ways, we need his rescue. We need his salvation. Think about all the times in your life maybe you felt defeated. Oh, there's so many times. This is a time of year when people especially feel that as well. It becomes more acute. I mean, you look forward to a celebration like this, sometimes months in advance, especially kids. And that all the more makes it more acute when you experience loneliness or frustration or the fact that your relationships aren't the great or family get-togethers, you know, just don't meet your expectations because they never completely do. And maybe you even have to work. And all of those things. But how many different ways do we feel defeated and have felt defeated in our lives, maybe in our work? And it's so hard, and work is so hard. And then, you know, the work we have itself, to say nothing about that, we wish it could be different or better or, you know, have more income. And there's so much more and more. But that child comes to us this morning because we experience defeat, and that's real. There is real defeat. It's a picture of defeat, a world in the middle of the night. And God is born right into our mess. You know, he's where animals were, and animals leave a lot of mess. They leave manure, and that's really the reality of your situation and my situation. And God has to step into our place, and he comes with a win, the most important win. There's so many things we just think, oh, I just got to get that. I want to win this. I need a win. I need something. In the most important way, God provides a win. And in the most important way, God defeats our greatest threat, our greatest problem, our greatest enemy. And the greatest win, of course, is sin and death. And in a different kind of way, he steps into our life so that we can step into his life. He steps into the role that we have right here in 2019 so that we can step into his role and be called sons of light, sons of God. We can have this declaration. It's kind of a declaration. God just declares, you now are a daughter of light. You are a son of light. You are one of mine. Even though we are guilty, but he takes the guilt upon himself. He takes the darkness upon himself. And he does that. And he does that through his life, his death, his resurrection. But today, we want to celebrate, we want to acknowledge, but we also want to hear again that he was born. He was born. And the words of the story that he was born in a very ordinary situation, because he comes to us, ordinary people. And the challenge is just that. The challenge is that, I think. Mary pondered all these things in her heart. And we too have to ponder. I guess ponder means, what does ponder mean? It means you got to hear it, you got to think about it, you got to work it around. It's not always so easy to do, especially because God comes to us in ordinary ways. I mean, yes, there was the angels to the shepherds, but then the shepherds ended up telling everyone else, and shepherds are shepherds. They're not always the best messengers. We don't always have the best messengers either. We've got God's Word, the Bible, we've got the church, we've got preachers, we've got the crazy uncle, the obnoxious neighbor, we've got all those people. Sometimes it's hard for us to hear. But the challenge for us is, as believers, or maybe if we're not even sure we're believers, is to hear, is to really hear, to give it some time, to really ponder it. We're so distracted, it can be hard to give ourselves some time to think about it. We just drive right through. It can be, you just drive right through. You kind of dismiss it, right? Like a lot of small towns, you just buzz right through, glance, keep on going. You got a destination in mind, but, we do have to realize it is Bethlehem. And we got to stop and we got to slow down. For some people, too, it can be really hard to hear because of the people gathered around the Christ child. I mean, believers, Christians, the church. And maybe you've been hurt by the church. Maybe you've been hurt by believers. Or, there are just things that you've embraced, that you've heard about. And you haven't really heard, you haven't really stopped and listened and come to the child. Because maybe the people in the way, the people around the child are kind of in the way of the child. But the challenge, I think, for all of us, is to acknowledge the child was born today. As believers, we want to ponder, we want to open our hearts and open our minds to think about it again. And that's the challenge for each and every one of us here. Ponder. Give it some time to think about it. Because what God did was infinitely valuable. And who God is in Jesus Christ is infinite. And the gift is here for us all, for you and I. And that's our call. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of the story, the ordinariness of it. We thank you, though, that you're speaking to us, you're coming to us. Help us, Lord, to ponder, open our ears, open our hearts and our minds. Because you want us to hear you, and you want us to receive you as well. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We'll see.